Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is drive time. I'm Elliot Danker. It's now time for In the Spotlight. And today we're putting the spotlight on flip phones. Yes. How much do you love flip phones? I mean, we're on this new wave of foldables, right? It promises to combine technology of modern day smartphones. At the same time, you've got the convenience of smaller, more compact foldable designs. Could these phones become a daily driver for consumers? Now, according to Allied Market Research, flip phones were the largest market in 2021. It contributed nearly three quarters of the global foldable smartphone market. Alongside rising demand for advanced consumer electronics, the flip phone is expected to maintain its leading position, boosted by its low costs compared with foldable phones, making it more affordable. And Oppo's new flip phone is offering a prime example of affordability and functionality all packed into one compact, sleek device. But realistically, will flip phones make a comeback? Well, on the line with me is Dylan Yu, who is the head of marketing for Oppo Singapore. Dylan, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's good today and happy to share something about flip on Friday.
All right, let's talk about flip. Do you use a flip phone? When was your last flip phone?
I started using the Flip 2 in Singapore and it's really pretty cool. And also, I'm most of the time using the more traditional like phones. It's definitely something pretty new to me. I start learning how to coordinate with the software. Yeah,
that can be quite challenging. I mean, in your observation, I suppose to start us off, when we talk about the evolution of mobile phones, are we seeing this comeback where we want bigger phones, we want bigger screens now? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think actually many people want the more convenience of a big screen, but definitely people don't like the inconveniences of a big phone. That's, I think, the challenge in the beginning, why we finally bring the flip phone, because we want to make sure everything is really ready and the technology can broaden our experience on the bigger screen, but at the same time it's still affordable and can easily to bring anywhere. I think that one definitely is the key reason. We try to follow the consumer insight and their interest, but at the same time I think the market itself is getting more mature. We see the big shipments of affordable phones in the past 1 year, and based on IDC data that we recently saw, it can be around 41 million units until 2026. And that's why I think it's a good timing for us to introduce the flip. And we spent several years with our R&D team to find out the best, more suitable technology to make sure that the phone itself is more durable and also can performance same as our current traditional phone, and also make it stylish to all the tech geek or tech savvy who want to try something new. I think that's the reason makes the flip phone finally come to this market.
I understand what you mean. I mean, you want that bigger screen, but you want to be able to fit it in your pocket or your handbag, right? And we know some ladies, they have really small handbags. But you're talking about this technology and this R&D, right? At the end of the day, we have touched on the pros of having a flip phone. Do you see any cons of having a flip phone? Any disadvantage?
Yeah, I think that is something actually the current flip phone we are trying to conquer. The first of all is if you choose to use the bigger screen, definitely how you fold and whether it looks not like a book. We can see a very obvious crease in the middle. We need to fix that. It looks very smooth, but you still can fold and unfold. I think that one is the more challenging technology. I think so far, our current flip phone, we try to use the more the water drop design to make sure it can be more friendly, to make it shallower or narrower the crease, which I think is definitely something we are still exploring. It's still ongoing to make it more flexible, pinch, that kind of experience. And then the second one is the cover screen outside the phone, which is something currently all the flip products people can experience. So when the screen is getting more bigger and more convenient for people to preview a bit more, which means more software should be adapted to those cover screens. So recently we just have some exploration with some software or application partnerships such as Spotify or Google to find out how people just don't need to unfold the product but still can do the very basic engagement with the app, such as you can just open your playlist, choose a song you like easily, no need to do the very complicated reaction, or like can just use a speech to text feature to translate the message directly, reply to a friend. That is something actually on the software phase we're exploring. Then the last part, I think, definitely is the durable experience, like the battery experience. We're still like exploring how to enhance a much, much more and more bigger like battery, or make it including also the processor performance to make sure like when people hold the phone, it's like can cover like a whole day, the daily use for them. I think definitely like the crease and the screen, and also the more like durable performance, I think will be the three key challenges for the flip phone market.
Okay, I mean, Dylan, we've talked about how this is the right time for the flip phones to make a return. We've talked about how you guys have explored an R&D process, the gaps that you want to fill. But I am curious, you know, and this is with regard to how you guys have the fine end to flip. Which is the target demographic here? What age group are you after with this new flip phone?
I think flip phone currently for the Oppo, the direction is more for public, and we are very happy that who want to try that, like those kind of new technology and make it just the experience as same as a traditional one. I think that will be the overall direction that we are exploring in the future. So we want to make people feel like there's no gap to upgrade from your current traditional screen to a more affordable experience. It will be totally the same. So we'll be open for all like the, I think I'll say like looking for some, seeking for new experience, explorer, those kind of demographics. Right. I think that it really will be the first group of people who want to test and share their experience about foldable phone. But I think definitely in the future, we want to make sure that those kind of foldable products can be easily used for every people here.
Yeah, I know, but it's also tricky, right? I mean, it sounds great. I mean, as far as marketing goes, it's fantastic. But it's also a bit tricky because there must be some considerations when you look at the future of flip phones or the future of foldable phones. Will they both be considered separate?
Definitely, I think will be becomes more and more similar as the current one.
Because
I think most of the user, like during our survey, shows that people are more interested like when foldable products can be light and thin and easy use as their current one. That definitely will broaden their vision. As what you mentioned, like if the bigger screen won't make people feel like bulky to bring anywhere, but still like, you know, have a bigger visual and also more convenient. You no need to open the phone, but you can reply anything or experience anything through the cover screen. I think that is something where it will be like kind of it's an upgrade of our current traditional phone experience.
Yeah. Very nice. So I guess final question, what are Oppo's marketing plans for the Find N2 Flip here in Singapore as well as across the region?
We just did a launch event, like overseas launch event in Singapore in March. And definitely now, I think in the current stage, like 2 weeks ago, we just bring in some like top medias from like Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Hong Kong to our headquarters to experience how the factory conduct a hinge and conduct the flip form in the factory. It's a quite interesting factory tour that we share online. And upcoming, we will have some like user trial in Singapore market. Like if someone who really interested in trying and happy to share the review of our fleet, just stay tuned. Our social media channel will share a bit more about those user trial program. And last but not least, we are still like sharing more upgrades about the software coordination with the cover screen. We just announced the Spotify and speech to text feature, but we will share more like just April during the factory tour. We already demo some, for example, like YouTube or like TikTok, those kind of more vertical experience can be seen in the future. So more software will be upgraded through the OTA. So fleet users definitely will enjoy more interesting experience there.
All right, it'll be interesting to see if Oppo will be a trailblazer in the future of flip phones. I've been speaking with Dylan Yu, who's the head of marketing for Oppo Singapore. I appreciate your time, Dylan. Have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.